President Bush traveled to Houston last night to campaign for U.S. Senate candidate John Cornyn, who's running against former Dallas Mayor Ron Kirk, widely considered a rising star in the Democratic Party. Many Republicans initially expected an easy victory in President Bush's home state, but NPR's Wade Goodwin reports the president's second trip to raise money for Cornyn shows the race is tight.
There is no question about the Republican Party's current dominance of Texas politics. The state that once elected Democrats Ann Richards and Jim Hightower faded into memory long ago. Republicans occupy every statewide office in Texas, and that's been true now for some time. So how is it that an African-American Democrat, Ron Kirk, is giving Phil Graham's anointed successor a run for his money in this conservative southern state? Polls over the summer showed Kirk and John Cornyn neck and neck. So Republicans are turning to their hometown hero to help save the day.
I am here because there's no doubt in my mind that John Cornyn needs to be the next United States Senator from Texas.
Bush spoke at a $1,000 a plate dinner, which raised over $1 million for Cornyn and the Republican Party. During his campaign, John Cornyn, who is currently serving as Texas Attorney General, has done his best to tie himself to the popular president. "I will be Bush's man in the Senate" is a common refrain. And last night, the president's frustration with that Senate was very much in evidence. From tax cuts to domestic oil exploration to the Homeland Security bill, Mr. Bush pointed at the Senate for thwarting his political agenda. But what clearly angers him the most was the torpedoing of his nominee, Priscilla Owen, to the federal bench. Speaking through almost clenched teeth, the president called the Senate rejection shameful and left no doubt about what he thought was at stake in the upcoming congressional elections.
"It's important for the voters of this state to listen to what was said by the two candidates running for the United States Senate about Priscilla Owen. There's only one candidate in this race that stood up strongly with me and strongly supported the ratification of her nomination, and that candidate was John Cornyn."
Cornyn's weakness in the polls over the summer galvanized the Republican Party apparatus. In addition to the president, Laura Bush has come to help. So has the vice president, the president's father, former presidential advisor Karen Hughes, as well as Charlton Heston and college basketball coach Bobby Knight. Barbara Bush is scheduled for next month. For John Cornyn, the administration's help has been crucial.
"It's been wonderful, and it's been, I would say, very important. It's enabled us to meet our financial goals, to be able to buy the advertising necessary to tell people why I'm running and what I hope to do in the United States Senate."
The most recent polls show Cornyn with a slight lead over Ron Kirk. Kirk is a moderate Democrat who, as mayor, won over Dallas's conservative business community with both his charisma and his attention to their business agenda. But no matter how moderate or charismatic, a black man running statewide in Texas is a delicate political proposition. Yesterday, Kirk was in Houston to champion his agenda for corporate reform, but no sooner had his press conference ended than a young African-American reporter asked Kirk if he'd given any thought to the historical significance of a potential win. Kirk doesn't really want to talk about race, but he will if he's forced to.
"In the universe of a mayor, boy, if you're not doing the job, you don't get credit for being black. If the streets are torn up and the trash doesn't get picked up, nobody takes pride in the fact that he was awful, but he was colored, you know. You got to deliver." So there are people who will refuse to vote for Ron Kirk because they won't vote for a person of color. They won't say that. There are people who are only going to vote for Ron Kirk because they're excited about voting for a person of color. But there is the broad spectrum of people in the middle that want to know, what's this guy stand for?
It is to that electorate that both Ron Kirk and John Cornyn will make their case over the next month. Bruce Buchanan is a professor of government at the University of Texas and a longtime observer of Texas politics. He believes that despite the apparent political unlikelihood, an upset is not out of the realm of possibility.
"Kirk is a capable fellow and a good politician, and he will hit his stride. He has not made his major effort in terms of advertising yet, or settled ultimately on a theme that he will stress in that advertising. It's an uphill climb, but he's very much in the running, and it's far too soon to count him out."
There is much at stake. The control of the Senate could hang in the balance. With most polls showing Cornyn's lead within the poll's margin of error, both parties are expected to pull out all of the stops to supply their respective candidates with all the money they can deliver. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.